Bitter, deadly cold gripping much of the country. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It felt like Antarctica.
The massive winter storm engulfing much of the U.S. knocks out power to 1.5 million customers, creates travel headaches, and leaves at least 13 dead in several states.
200 million Americans are under winter weather warnings or advisories. The storm intensifying into a bomb cyclone Friday, quickly plunging temperatures around the northern part of the country, leaving folks in record-breaking cold.
It says it feels like negative 37.
Thousands of flights from coast to coast have been canceled or delayed through Sunday.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. FlightAware says airlines canceled more than 5,900 flights yesterday and more than 1,200 so far today. Among the 13 who've died in this monstrous storm, four people killed yesterday in a 50-car pileup on the Ohio Turnpike. The country's largest mall filled with Christmas shoppers went on lockdown last night after a gunman opened fire inside the Mall of America, killing a 19-year-old man. Bloomington, Minnesota Police Chief Booker Hodges expressing sadness over the death.
The family here, I really feel bad for them and their loss. I mean, this is before Christmas, and now they're having to bury one of their loved ones.
Hodges says the shooting happened after two groups of males got into some sort of argument. Police are searching for the gunman and the others involved. Former President Trump lashing out of the January 6th committee's final report, which said he was a key player in a conspiracy that orchestrated the Capitol riot.
The Unselect Committee will go down in history as a con job and a disgrace. They want to stop us from taking back our country, but they will fail.
Trump on his Twitter alternative, Truth Social, the January 6th committee, also said Congress should bar Trump from ever holding office again. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
President Biden signed a short-term spending bill yesterday to keep the government's lights on for another week. The House gave final approval to the long-term spending bill, totaling nearly $1.7 trillion. He says he will sign that when it hits his desk. Republicans have decided where they will hold their next convention.
Republicans will gather in Milwaukee July 15th through 18th in 2024 to formally nominate a presidential nominee. Milwaukee had been chosen to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020 before the event was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 Republican Convention was also scaled down but kept some events in Charlotte. Milwaukee was chosen over Nashville. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Wisconsin is a purple state with voters the GOP wants to bring into the party. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's Christmas Eve and time for the annual Midnight Mass at the Vatican.
Earlier this month, the Holy See Press Office confirmed Pope Francis will preside over the Midnight Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Tomorrow, he'll be back at St. Peter's Basilica to deliver the annual Christmas Day blessing. Tickets to attend tonight's Mass are free, but many noted they'd be hard to come by after COVID restrictions had loosened for the first time in months. Earlier this week, the Pope visited nativity scenes and addressed Vatican cardinals, bishops, and priests with a warning against being too rigid, telling them as they work in the Vatican, we could easily fall into the temptation of thinking we are safe and better than others. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a Kansas chimpanzee who showed the world what a mother's love looks like is mourning the unexpected death of her five-week-old son. The Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita says caretakers found the baby chimp dead Thursday and cradled in his mother's arms. No word yet on the cause of death for little Kucheza. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.